And I'll take your word for it, Art, when it comes to the pies and how good they were, and all, and the rest of you guys here. I don't eat any pie except for chocolate mousse. That is it.
Oh, really?
Oh, pumpkin pie. Pumpkin pie. I eat pumpkin pie too.
Chocolate cream pie is my absolute all-time favorite. Absolute all-time favorite. Next in line would be blueberry pie with a scoop of chocolate ice cream.
Of course.
Still just never understand.
You got to try it. Try it.
Really? No. You're not a good slice of good American apple pie?
No, no. I'm more of a cake person myself, and I don't like blueberry pie. I don't like apple pie. I don't like strawberry pie. I don't like peach pie. I don't like any kind of pie that's got fruit in it, because fruit is healthy, and I don't want my dessert being healthy.
Good grief.
Well, you see, that's my reasoning on eating Pop-Tarts. I figure if I'm eating cherry, blueberry, strawberry, I'm getting my fruit content.
That's why I eat Pop-Tart. It's not a dessert. It is actual breakfast.
Oh, I see. You're not eating Pop-Tart as a dessert.
Correct. That is a breakfast.
It's a breakfast food.
Yes.
Well, let me make a suggestion then.
Please.
Pop-Tart is nothing but crust and filling, right? So have a piece of pie in the morning for breakfast and call it healthy.
Pie for breakfast. Hey,
Not bad.
I gotta write that down. You might have inspired something here. Pie for breakfast.
It's just a different kind of Pop-Tart, that's all.
Tell you what, next time that you have your dietitian Danielle Schmidt on, you suggest it and see what she says. If you can get Danielle to clear it. she is going to come down hard on you if you do.
First, you got to get her to clear the Pop-Tart. I don't think that's going to happen.
When it comes to pie, I think her answer will be in moderation.
In moderation, everything in moderation.
A sliver.